This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's kind of wait and see for both opponents and supporters of the Dakota Access Pipeline, the big project that's designed to move hundreds of thousands of barrels of crude oil every day from wellheads in North Dakota to refineries in Illinois. Native American tribes are and have been protesting, fearing danger to their water supply and to culturally important sites. They have gotten a temporary injunction. More hearings are coming. But Marketplace's Jed Kim reports from the Sustainability Desk that there is something else hanging over this case as well.
The pipeline would cross the Missouri River just above the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota. Leaders of the tribe aren't just waiting around for court decisions. I caught Chairman Dave Archambault between meetings in Washington, D.C.
It's time that Indigenous people's rights are recognized.
Not just the rights of his people.
I've been visiting with tribes from Peru and from Brazil and from Ecuador and from Quebec. And every one of them has a story.
Stories of having to fight other energy projects. Indigenous groups around the world have expressed support for his tribe. He's trying to use the momentum to showcase others' plights. That momentum could face a speed bump. The Republican Party's position on energy and environmental issues.
It's energy above everything.
Daniel Fiorino directs the Center for Environmental Policy at American University.
So if that means you deregulate, if it means you use whatever authority you have to get around these local protests, you do it.
At the very least, he says, a Republican energy policy means less sympathetic ears to future protests. If that happens, we're likely to see escalation in tactics. Pamela Oliver studies crowds at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
The more aggressively people try to get the law on their side to prevent public involvement, the more public involvement has to get disruptive if it's going to have any impact at all.
And she has a point. A coalition of 75 Native groups in the U.S. and Canada says it will join the fight if things escalate. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
We've got a map of where that pipeline might go if it goes anywhere. You can check it out at marketplace.org.